So we want to, I want to talk about today the hanhaga, how the person who's listening to the tekiyas has to act. The main halachas of the tekiyah is not, I'm not going to talk about, because it relates to the job of the tekiyah, you're not, unless you're about tekiyah. But we will talk about some of the halachas, but there's tomorrow, of the basic concept of the kerlus, so you should understand what he's hearing. And also talk about the halacha of achila, eating before tekiyas, shofar, eating before mitzvah. So that'll be the next 3 days. Okay, for today, just some of the basic hanhagas that we expect of a person who's the person who's listening to the tekiyas. So he has to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. We have a rule that mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, a person should have intent to do a mitzvah. And then even it's mechoikas, whether we mitzvah need kavanah or not. A person has to have intent to do the mitzvah or not. But everybody agrees that the chachila, the preferred approach to a mitzvah, is a person should have intent, that he's doing this to fulfill the mitzvah. So a person should have intent before the tekiyah shofar. He's listening to the tekiyahs to fulfill the mitzvah, the Torah said, of listening to the kol of the shofar. Since we mentioned yesterday that we make tekiyahs in what's called the first 30 tekiyahs, which are referred to as tekiyahs in the Yushar, and then the next 30 tekiyahs, which are the tekiyahs which are said according to the order of the Shemoneh Esrei, which are referred to as tekiyahs the moment. And we have a minute to say another 40 at the end. We're making a bracha. Really, that bracha goes on all of the tekiyahs that we're going to be saying. So for any time a person makes a bracha on a mitzvah, a person should not be speaking between the bracha and the mitzvah. So a person should not be speaking between the, other than tefillah, a person should not be speaking, should be quiet from the time he makes the bracha till after the tekiyahs. If a person did speak, so if he spoke immediately after the bracha, before he heard the first set of tekiyahs, he would have to make the bracha again. However, the first tekiyahs, but however, if he did speak any point after that first moment, and he already heard some tekiyahs, he would not make a bracha again. But if a person should not speak, if he did speak, he would not make a bracha again, except if he spoke immediately. Answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, during Chazaras HaShatz, that's all part of the regular Seder HaTefillah. Person goes to the bathroom saying Asher Yatzar, that's part of your regular Seder HaTefillah. That's not an issue. But any type of talking which is not part of Tefillah is an issue. We do point out, however, when the person, besides being Yotze the Mitzvah with the Baal Tekiyah, you're being Yotze the Bracha with the Baal Tekiyah. So when the Baal Tekiyah says the Bracha, so it's if you're saying it, the concept of Shemei Ka'ina, so your Bracha, as he says Baruch, it's like you said Baruch. Atah, Atah, Hashem, Hashem. So you can't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, because then your bracha looks like as if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's not your bracha. Your bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. So in the brachas of which we say before tekiyahs, the two brachas that the Baal Tekiyah says on tekiyahs, the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu B'Salmat Tzivanu Lishmei B'Kol Shofar and Shechayanu, those two brachas you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Because you're yotze with that bracha with him, so you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. You answer Amen, and you're yotze with the bracha, and then with the tekiyahs. But any other part of the tefillah, the regular seder tefillah, the piyutim, the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, the Bar Asher Yatzar, whatever it is that you're going to be saying, that it would be regular as if regular davening. Standing, so Mikra Adin, the first tekiyahs are referred to as tekiyahs of Mayusha, which means the tzibur would be allowed to sit. Our minhag is to stand unless a person is wet, is ill, etc. The second set of the tekiyahs is tekiyahs to Ma'umid. They're niskan to be said as part of the Shemoneh Esrei, which you're supposed to stand. So one should be standing for the second set of the tekiyahs. One Me'ikra then has to stand for the second set of the tekiyahs. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll talk about go through some of the lachas of the Karlis and then we'll talk about the next day, the halacha of eating before tekiyahs. Everybody should have a good morning. Have a good day.